Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Today, we want to talk about a conversation that's been ongoing for the last 2 years. And it's all to do with face masks. And we want to ask you a question. Did the government drop the rules around face mask wearing too quickly? Do you believe that the change in rules on face mask wearing indoors, which was brought in at the end of February, has led to an increase in COVID cases? Well, despite public health advice that people should continue to wear them in crowded spaces, such as public transport, most of you will be aware that that is just not happening anymore. People aren't wearing them. The General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has called for a reintroduction of rules on mask wearing, saying that the level of COVID-19 is very high in hospitals, and they are under considerable pressure, particularly after the long bank holiday weekend. The INMO is urging the government to again require the use of face coverings in congregated indoor spaces. And here's the question for you. Would you support that? There are over 1,300 people in hospital with COVID-19. Some of them are accidental cases. And what I mean by that is they were brought to hospital for something else. They were tested when they were brought to hospital and they happened to have COVID, but they went into hospital initially for something else. But what that means is for the hospital system, a patient like that has to be segregated away from everybody else. So it is putting intense pressure on the hospital system. So over 1,300 people in hospital with the virus, that's the highest it's been in over a year. There were nearly 64,000 cases of COVID since St. Patrick's Day. So it really is rampant at the moment. A lot of people saying it's because we've let our guard down and we've gotten rid of the masks. So that's the question we want to ask you. Would you support the reintroduction of face masks? So, Mr. D?
I think we came out of it too early, too quick. I really do. Anytime this issue of face masks comes up, I make my opinions quite clear on it. I've never seen the big deal, the pushback to face masks. I think, you know, the people who accuse everyone else have been snowflakes. You were all snowflakes because you got upset about a bit of cloth over your face. And let's be honest, it was only for the 10 minutes that you were in doing the shop. And I think it's no coincidence that the figures have gone through the roof since the face mask has dropped. Now, I haven't been on a bus, but I was on the Lewis there last week. And
did you wear your face mask?
I did.
But you were probably one of the only ones.
Yeah, it was very... Now, in my local Dunn's, I would say about 80% of people are wearing the mask. I can't see what the big deal is. I really can't see why people get upset about a bit of cloth over their face for 15 minutes. And I don't think, there's lots of you listening now who are like, and don't even come at me with face masks don't work. They bloody do work, okay? So just because you saw a post on Facebook that says they don't, they actually do work. Face masks work. It's a scientific fact. It's a medical fact. You can't argue with science, okay? So they work. Let's not
okay,
have that
depends on the mask, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the cloth ones that people are wearing are just shite.
Ah, yeah. You may as well just have a
hanky over your nose. Over your, yeah.
Yeah, proper ones. As well, I firmly believe that the high cases are linked to the drop in face masks. And also, this request is coming from medical people. Okay. So you, listen at home, Darren, who's listening to this at the moment and is delighted that the face masks are gone and doesn't want to wear it again. That's easy for you to say, Darren, because you're not dealing with the thousands of cases that are coming through your doors in the hospital. And in case you think this doesn't have a knock-on effect, it does have a knock-on effect. So, by the way, Darren is just a name I popped out of my head. But there's lots of Darrens out there. So, Darren, your grandmother ends up in the Mater Hospital next week, and she's stuck on a trolley for 24 hours. So you take a photograph of her, you put it up on Facebook. The health service is a disgrace. Government's a disgrace. My granny was left on a trolley. She wasn't treated. Why was that? Because they're busy treating all the people with COVID. So that is the knock-on effect. So you can all laugh and say, oh, the figures are high, ha, 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 ha. The figures
nobody's are laughing.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
No, no, yes, nobody is laughing.
Yes, the they are.
Okay, the fact of the matter is that it was the reason that the face mask wearing was relaxed and basically scrapped is because people weren't getting very sick with COVID-19. I know people are in hospital, 1,300 people in hospital. About half of them are incidental in that they were going into hospital for something else and happened to test positive for COVID. Now, what that means is they have to be segregated from the rest of the hospital population. I think this was a good move, in my opinion,
too soon.
No, I don't think it was too soon. I think we have to get on with life.
But that is getting on with life.
It's not.
It just means putting a mask in over your face.
I was fed up wearing them.
I'm sorry.
I was on a bus last week.
Sorry to hear that.
I got a bus into town last week.
Yeah.
I didn't wear a mask on the bus.
Oh.
Now, having said that, the bus wasn't overly packed, so I wasn't near anybody anyway, but I didn't wear a mask on the bus last week.
Aren't you the rebel? Well done.
No, I'm not a rebel. I'm just doing what we're allowed to do now.
Yeah, but just because you're allowed to do something, in the same way if the government turned around and says, we're scrapping the speed limit on the M50, would you drive at 200 kilometres an hour going
home? I might, yeah.
You probably would. A bad example, yeah.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Anthony. Well, do you think we got rid of them too quickly?
Yes, we got rid of it too quickly. I knew this was going to happen when they got rid of it too quickly. The cases would go back up and they'd have to bring back in wearing face masks. They should make it mandatory to wear them in shops, in pubs, places of business, and work. It's the only way to stop the cases from going back up and another lockdown happening.
Okay.
Anyone that disagrees is crazy. Like those damn anti-maskers, they're a bunch of idiots.
Okay, I'm not somebody that you would categorize as an anti-masker. I wore a mask. I didn't complain about it when they were mandatory in public transport and indoor venues and all of that. No problem at all. I did it. However, I think we're at a stage now that anyone I know, thankfully, anyone I know over the last 3 or 4 months who's had COVID-19 wasn't sick. Some of them were flu-y and stuff like that. But, you know, none of them ended up in hospital. None of them were very sick. And these are people of all sorts of ages. So bearing that in mind, Anthony, why do we need to wear these masks? If you get it, you're not going to be very sick.
We need to wear the mask to stop the number of COVID cases go back up. Some of my family have gotten COVID in the last few weeks as they got rid of having to wear face masks in certain places. That's what happened because of that. So my family got COVID. We need to bring it back in so the number of cases go down a lot lower than what it is. It's the only way to stop COVID from getting worse and a lockdown happening.
Okay, do you believe that there's the possibility that we could have another lockdown? Because I don't.
Oh, there is a possibility.
The number of cases keep going back up and a lockdown could be happening. And we'll know who to blame then. The anti-maskers who keep saying, oh, face masks don't work. They do work.
Well, they do work, Adrian.
Can I point out to you that the highest daily case toll of COVID in Ireland was back in January, and it was 26,000 cases. And that was at a point where we were still wearing face masks. So they don't work brilliantly.
Most people don't even wear them properly, or they weren't even wearing them. It was people who haven't worn a mask at all.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, Anthony, we need to bring them back immediately and make it mandatory on public transport and indoor venues.
Yes.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Should we reintroduce face masks into Ireland? In other countries, they are keeping them. In Scotland, for example, they haven't gotten rid of them. Dave sent me a WhatsApp voice note. He's a little bit annoyed.
Another thing as well is, how come suddenly because of COVID they actually give a fuck about the hospitals? I've been listening to you for a long time, and very, very seldom do you ever do anything about hospitals, about overcrowding, about people being left on trolleys. About 2017, when we had a massively bad flu pandemic, or not pandemic, but a flu outbreak, you didn't open your mouth then.
But no, I've never opened my mouth about it because I don't have you. Own, and Dave, in fairness, you only open your mouth about something when it involves you directly. And I'm sure if my mother ended up on a trolley in James's for 48 hours, then I would be annoyed about it. So you only get annoyed about things when they affect you directly. But my point was, I'm not annoyed about the hospital numbers because it doesn't affect me. My point was, I don't want people to go crying, moaning about the health service because their granny was left on a trolley in a hallway when hospitals are having to deal with COVID cases because people aren't taking personal responsibility. That's what we were asked to do. When the government scrapped everything, what they were doing was they were treating us like adults. We all wanted to be treated like adults. Isn't that what we wanted?
Okay, and you've made the decision to continue to wear a face mask on the Lewis or when you're shopping, yeah?
Yeah. And it hasn't affected my life. I went in and bought groceries last night for 20 minutes in Dunn's. I didn't walk out of Dunn's crying because I had to wear a mask.
But you didn't have to.
Yeah.
But you chose to.
Yeah.
I was in a supermarket yesterday and I didn't wear a mask because I chose not to.
Personal responsibility.
All right, let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Hey, John.
You actually made a very good point there, Adrian, there. That was my actually opening point, was that there was the statistics were going about wearing face masks and that it didn't have a very big impact on the COVID cases, and that exactly what I was about to say there before you took it out.
I mentioned a moment ago that the highest single daily case count in this country was one day in January, 26,000 cases, and that was at a time where we were all supposed to be wearing face masks.
Of course, and that's exactly what I meant. And the fact of the matter there is that anybody can bang on about wearing face masks, but the fact of the matter is where is the proof that they do work? You did say that, Jeremy, that, you can't argue with scientists and doctors and nurses. But I argue the point, and I will argue the point. Do I wear them? I will wear them if I have to wear them. I won't wear them if I don't have to wear them. Same as what you said, Adrian.
Yeah, so at this moment, we don't have to wear them, and I'm choosing not to.
And I think the introduction of wearing face masks should be a no-no, definitely. My poor kids sitting in school, faces in bits coming home. I think they're a cause of infection myself, definitely.
Or the masks themselves?
Yes, I do, because the whole poor throat was in bits. We went over to the doctor. We were thinking that she had COVID, for feck's sake, the way her throat was and the way she was coughing. No, she's a viral. Okay, it's not COVID. Yeah, but she and we certainly think it was the Lysol face masks that are... They're keeping your breath in. You're not getting your fresh air. You know, you're breathing your own steam. Your own. You know.
Yeah, but hang on. You. That's a contradiction in terms. You can't say one on one part. You're saying on one hand that the masks keep your breath in, yeah, and then on the other half you're saying, well, they don't work because droplets are still. But it either stops droplets or it doesn't stop droplets. It's either one of
the... I'm not talking about exhaling and inhaling.
John, the first thing you said when he came on is that they don't work, okay? So you obviously believe that they don't block droplets of coughs.
I'm just going by statistics, what Adrian said.
Hang on, you said they don't block droplets of coughs and sneezes. And then you said, well, it's stopping my kids breathing.
I never said droplets.
By saying that masks don't work, that's what you mean, that they don't...
They're infected. She's getting people are getting viral throat infections out. They shouldn't be masked, Jeremy. I don't care what way you want to spin this or what way you want to put this. These should not be worn full time, 24/7. These are in school with these masks.
Okay, John, I want to just point out something to you, and that is the amount of people who are positive for COVID-19 that are in our hospitals now is at a higher level than it has been in over a year. You have to go back to February 2021 to have the figures as high. That is worrying, is it not?
It is. I'm going to nitpick at you again because I'm not hearing what you said earlier on. People were brought into hospital never even had a fucking clue that they had COVID. Mm. And at the end of you tested positive for COVID. Oh, did I? Well, Jesus, I need a kidney. I must be in a terrible kidney infection, but I have COVID as well. I never even knew. Yet people don't even know it, Adrian, as you said.
Okay, Jeremy, I want to just put it...
I don't think you should go back to schools. So I agree with John there. I don't think that we should have it in schools. I think just as a...
Jesus Christ, here we go now. I'm getting something out of them.
Yeah, wow. No, I think just as a small little handbag. Just a small little handbag. We're not asking for much.
Handbag for what? We shouldn't be wearing them in the
Okay, hang on. I want to read a comment that just came in from Sarah, and she says, years. Getting rid of masks was the right thing to do. We all had our chance to take the vaccine for protection. Most of us did that. So now it's time to build natural immunity to the more contagious, less severe strains. As I said, anybody I know personally, now I know some people have been fairly sick, but anyone I know who's had it, and I know loads of people
who've
had it.
I was bad with it.
Ah, were you really?
But you know I was. You were talking to me on
the phone.
You're
a drama queen.
Oh, I'm a drama queen.
There was nothing really.
Ah,
you had a bit of a cough. You were grand.
All right.
Were you on the flat of your back for days on end? No, you weren't.
It absolutely floored me for 2 weeks. You know it did. Okay, you don't believe. Adrian's become a COVID denier now overnight.
No.
I will admit, Jeremy, I did get it there last year. Now, Jesus Christ, it hit me like a
bus. Yeah, floored me, absolutely.
And it did, but I got it there then a few months there ago. And I have to say, it wasn't as never as near bad as what I got the first time. And I think the body needs to get it. I mean, this is going to sound fucking weird to you. I think the body needs this. It's like when you get the injection for the mumps, measles, or rubella. Remember when you were a kid? Oh, you mix around with kids that had measles. And you get them out of the way. My ma used to say years ago, oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah, we used to make sure that whoever had whatever it was, I can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, you'd go around to their house and try and catch it off them.
Yes, Adrian, I don't know if you remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they were called measles parties. That's you literally
measles
party,
but there you go. And I think it's very, I know that sounds stupid, but anybody that does catch this, anybody that have caught it, anybody.
Anthony, let me just bring you back in for a second. He's basically saying we need to get this. We need to get over it. The more of us that catch it, the better. And then we can get over this thing. So we don't need masks.
We need masks. That is wrong in what he said. We need masks. We don't need to. Everybody needs to get it. That's just stupid and crazy, okay? Everybody needs face masks. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. We need to get this. I can't believe people actually think everybody needs to get a face mask. I can't believe that.
And did you get vaccinated yourself?
Yes, I did. They got the booster shot. Heather, some of my relatives, or some have it just because they're afraid of needles. There's no reason why they didn't get it.
No, fair play to you, because I'll say this to you. I didn't get it. Now, at the start, I had a problem with people getting needles, and I did get vaccinations, sorry. Now I don't. My own family got them. Look, they don't have the ones, and that's fair enough. I never got to any injections, and I won't be getting them anyway. And that's everybody to their own. But what I will say to you is, what are you worried about if you got an injection? Why you got the booster jabs? You got the whole lot. You shouldn't be worried about this. You should be okay.
I am because of my family, because people who have still got COVID. Some of my relatives who got it a few weeks ago, they got vaccinated and they still got it.
But Anthony, let me ask you, are they getting very sick?
They got better. I just think people should be wearing face masks, and right, it's the only way to stop the number of cases going back up and potentially and possibly stop either a lockdown from happening.
Okay.
Not at all. I don't think about face masks. Luckily, we have to live with this no matter what, where you look at this. And it's about time now. It's 2 years and it's 2.5 years, nearly 3 years on now, going into this stage. We need to get it going. We need to get the economy going.
Hang on a sec. Jesus, lads, you swear we're living in Armageddon here. Everything is back to normal. The only little pushback that some of us are looking for, it's a small little thing. You know, the world is all about give and take, and everything is back to normal, so let's not dramatise and say the world isn't back to normal. It is back. You can hop on the plane and go to Spain tomorrow if you want. You can do whatever you can go to a nightclub tonight, John, if you want. The only little
2 weeks ago was about the Ukrainian war, and now that the Ukrainian war is getting boring, it's all about face masks back in Ireland again.
Well, it's about the nurses and the doctors who are doing 18-hour shifts.
Listen, come here. They've always done that. This health system has been on the ground the last 20 years, you know, and that's the government's fault. If we had a proper health system in place, we wouldn't have overloads and over-trolley loads and people lying on corridors. You know, the media are great what they do, and they are fantastic at doing what they're, obviously that's their job to do it. They emphasise people lying on trolleys, but it's been happening the last 15, 20 years anyway. And obviously COVID, COVID is putting it on because people are feeling unwell and they're going to hospital, and it's not making anything better. The government need to do is, I know there's a crisis going on with fuel and this and that, and they're talking about fuel going up. They need to start pumping the money at the hospital.
Okay, stay there for a second, John, because Ross wants to get involved in this. Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
How's it going? What's the story?
Good. What did you want to say on this? Should we consider reintroducing face masks?
Well, look, I still wear a mask everywhere I go.
All right, good man. Yeah, fair enough.
I work as a postman. It's just habit at this stage. I gig in a band, and I've just came off the back of 4 days gigging there from Paddy's Day to Sunday. And yesterday, sorry, no, Monday afternoon, I started to feel unwell, did a couple of antigen tests and tested positive. The only time I haven't worn my mask was when I was singing in the band. And there was a gap between the crowd and everything. Like, so I don't know, like, I still wear my masks. Like, what do we do?
Okay, so the point being, it didn't work.
No, well, look, it's not to say that I could have caught it just walking down the street with my mask off. Like, what? Like, someone coughed in front of me.
Yeah, but
I
don't know. Like, what? Doesn't this raise the issue?
I picked up something, it's on my hand. Like, what? Is it passed through touch?
Like, because it's it, you see, you don't know, Rob. You hear so much bullshit stories these days that we touch something, or we're eating something, or we picked something up of a packet of a sandwich, and nobody knows.
Well, let me ask you then, Ross. Okay, so you're gigging every night over the Patrick's weekend. The crowd weren't wearing masks, obviously.
No, you're in a pub, like, so yeah. People are sitting down having drinks and all, the people aren't going to be wearing their masks.
Okay, but the question that we've been asking is, should we consider the reintroduction of masks? Wouldn't it have been a fairly shit gig if all the punters were sitting there wearing masks, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, they're not going to be sitting there wearing their masks when they're drinking, so...
So would you...
Personally, I don't see an issue if you're in... Like, look, to me, it doesn't bother me.
And that's fine.
It does not bother me.
And that's fine. And you, as John was saying, continue to wear it.
I'm taking the risk going out there and doing what I do. Okay, I'm still wearing my mask everywhere place I go.
Let me ask you another question then. You've tested positive.
I'm not putting my life on hold, so.
Yeah, you've tested positive. You've been wearing your mask. Are you feeling sick?
Oh, yeah. Monday I started to feel like I was getting the flu.
And how are you today? Today's Wednesday.
No, thank God.
Head cold.
And that's
A bit of chesty coughs, a bit hard breathing, that's it.
But not the end of the world?
No.
No.
Did you get back
first time around, I got it. Felt like I was getting a really bad flu. For 24 hours, I was actually in bed, sweating buckets. This time around, nothing compares. I am vaccinated, yeah.
There you go, you see, you're nothing to worry about now, you see. You know, and there you go, you're feeling good now today, are you?
Today I feel great, still testing positive.
We've got to learn with this, Rob. We've got to roll with this. As we all were told there back too long ago with the government there, which is an absolute complete idiot, I think. But look, we've got there another day. He says that it's the road to recovery. We need to live with COVID. So let's live with it. Let's not go backwards.
Yeah, well, Ross, let me ask you, do you think, despite the fact that you were wearing a mask, despite the fact that you got COVID over the weekend, do you think we need to reintroduce face masks on public transport and in packed venues like the sorts of places you were in at the weekend?
Right, well, put it this way, in a packed venues where I was, right, if people sitting at the tables and drinking, they're not going to wear the mask.
No, so
but if people are up dancing around like that, they're not going to be drinking while they're dancing. So what's the issue with putting on a mask for a couple of minutes? You're going to be putting it in, going other places. Like, we just get on with it. Do you know what I mean? Just do it. Get on with it. Yeah. I don't use public transport, so I can't comment on that.
But I think that's one of the big problems. I think it is public transport because, you know, on a bus, on the day, have you ever been on a Lewis? Like, Jesus Christ, you can't breathe on the thing at the best.
Actually, do you know what? I was on a bus coming home from town a few weeks ago and I wasn't wearing a mask and the bus was packed.
Yeah.
And I was fine.
All right, so you would be in favour of bringing it back in some way over the next couple of weeks to try and get the case numbers
down.
Yeah,
but no restrictions are written. Like, geez, that's just, we can't do that again.
Mm.
Let's move on with it.
Here's a message for you, Ross, from Orla, and she says he got COVID on Monday, we're now Wednesday, and he said he's feeling great. I've had longer migraines.
Yeah, but I'm still testing positive. Like, so what's, like, it's crazy.
No, the fact is you have the virus in your system, but it's not affecting you, which is great. Which means the vaccines are working.
Well, I'm not boosted now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but still, you're not overly sick from this thing. That's the thing.
No.
All right.
And I got COVID the week of Christmas, the first time.
Same as myself. And the gas thing is, I didn't go out partying before Christmas. I played it safe because I knew I wanted to see my family at Christmas time. There was six of us in the house and we all ended up getting it. Like, here's the thing about COVID. There's no rules. The only way, and I said this 2 years ago, the only way to stop yourself getting COVID is to never leave your house and put yourself in a tent.
Yeah, can't do that.
Okay, but aren't we now at a stage that we're dealing with the flu? It's just a different name for the flu. And we didn't lock down. We didn't lock down the country. We didn't have face masks. We just got on. And if you happen to get the flu, you got the flu. None of us were having breakdowns over it.
But those same people, like yourself, if your missus ended up in hospital today and was on a trolley for 48 hours, you'd be on here pontificating.
Two years ago, she would have been as well.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law was on a trolley for 62 hours.
But is it not our duty to, you know, a year and a half ago, we all stood out at our front doors and clapped hands. Is it not our duty to try and ease the strain and the burden on the health service? Is that not our duty?
The point is that strain is always there, unfortunately, at this time of the year, over the winter period and into the spring, because of things like the flu. It's just a fact of life. Our health system just isn't strong enough. And my point is, I just don't see the need to consider bringing face masks back. Stay there for one second, because I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Shauna.
I personally have never been against masks, and I've always been very diligent with the masks and the hand sanitizing and the whole kind of... But I just think now it's kind of like we've had enough, really. We've all done what we were supposed to do. I mean, I actually got COVID before the masks ban was lifted. Went to down the country for a weekend, myself and my partner. We didn't go to any pubs or anything like that. It was literally, we went to a restaurant and that was it. And the two of us came home with COVID. And we had actually worn our masks and sanitized the whole weekend. We'd done everything we could. And we don't actually know where we picked it up. So I think, you know, the masks can cover you so much, but even when you're as careful as you can be, it can still slip through the cracks. So while, yes, I agree that, like, yeah, we should keep wearing them in, like, hospitals and nurses and, you know, just medical areas, I just don't see how reintroducing them will make a difference, because I don't see people going back to wearing them. And I also don't, you know, even when we were supposed to wear them, I couldn't even count how many times I rolled my eyes over people wearing masks down over their chin, or, you know, the nose poking out. And, you know, so what's the point in bringing them back for people to not wear them properly again anyway? I just don't know how productive it would be.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment, or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
We're talking about face masks and whether or not, as the INMO have been calling for the reintroduction of face masks in certain settings, public transport, in packed indoor venues, do we need to reintroduce face masks? Now, Peter, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Peter?
Hi, thanks, Adrian.
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say, I think people are very naive in their thinking in terms of COVID and it being over and everything going back to normal. It's not back to normal for people working in hospitals. And people in hospitals need the support of the public to kind of help them out as well as help themselves out. And people saying, like, oh, nurses have always worked 13-hour shifts, things like that. They've worked 13-hour shifts, but they've not worked under this strain. This strain is absolutely destroying the health service.
And I have... my heart goes out to healthcare workers.
No,
my,
it doesn't.
My,
no, it
sorry,
doesn't.
Hang on.
No,
my heart always goes out to healthcare workers. If we go back to...
Peter, do you believe that that's sincere what he's saying?
If we go back to 2019...
Listen, I work in one of the major Dublin hospitals, okay? That's why I want to give my name. I am a senior nurse lead in one of said hospitals, and at the moment it is absolutely, I've never seen anything worse. It's it's destroying the healthcare system.
Yeah, but Peter, Adrian feels sorry for you. He has your admiration, so that's all.
Sorry, Peter. The point I was hang on for a second. The point I was going to make was 3 years ago, in 2018-19, we had a hospital system that was on its knees as well, long before COVID was ever a thing. So yeah, I do understand, Peter, that COVID is actually just adding insult to injury in our health system. Is that right?
That's the problem. It has introduced a new element. I'm not saying this is all COVID's fault. The healthcare system hasn't worked very well for a long time, but it has just kind of, what's the word? It has made it a million times worse.
Okay, so tell me, if you will, please, Peter, how bad it is in the hospital that you work in right now with COVID.
So I'll give you an example. Say there's a ward that's meant to have 7 nurses on it. It currently might have 2.
And why is that? Because half of them are out sick
with COVID.
So that is putting immense pressure then on the other staff that are there.
Huge, huge amount.
And then on top of that, the staff that are there are risking contracting COVID because they're dealing with patients who have COVID.
Yes, and we don't have the capacity to treat the patients correctly because we can't isolate them correctly.
This conversation started from whether or not the INMO is calling for the reintroduction of rules on mask wearing. They're saying that the level of COVID-19 is very high in hospitals and they're under considerable pressure. You're feeling that pressure firsthand. Do you think that reintroducing face masks, it's already mandatory still in healthcare settings like hospitals, but do you think reintroducing the wearing of face masks is going to help at all?
I think it will help a small bit. No, it's not the solution. I don't think it's the solution, but something has to be done to help.
Okay, so what else can be done to help? Do we go into another lockdown?
That would help, however, I don't think it's the...
Nobody's
the answer,
yeah. Nobody's going to go for that. Sure, they're not.
No. I think everyone would kill each other if that happened again. But,
okay. You know. So, on a practical level, then, what would help you to make your life easier in the health system? If it's so, maybe masking might help a little bit.
It would ease things a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to cure everything.
Yeah, but it wouldn't do any harm. It wouldn't do any harm, which is what I've been saying.
It's not going to harm anyone.
Yeah.
People are saying like their lives need to go back to normal. But like, what about people working in the hospital? What about their normal life?
Okay, let me ask you, Peter, do you wear a face mask when you're not at work?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so on public transport, if you're out, were you out over Patrick's weekend at all?
I was working Thursday, Friday.
Right, okay. So did you get out on Saturday or Sunday?
I didn't. I was too tired.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. But no, that says it all. John, can I go back to you for one second? There's a guy who is really under pressure. He's not the only one, by the way.
You can hear it. He sounds wrecked.
Yeah,
he sounds wrecked.
He's saying that the introduction of face masks again would help.
Yeah, how you doing, Peter? I've listened to him there, and fair play to him, and I admire what he does, and I've admired anybody about what they do in the overcrowded hospitals and the shit health system that we have in the country, Peter, and it's not your fault, it's the government's fault. And we wouldn't have this problem, Peter, and I'm sure you will agree with me that if the government done more for the health system and put more funds into the health system, in cases of COVID like this, we wouldn't have such a major incident on our hands if they run this.
100%, yeah.
And that's the problem, Peter, we have today. Adrian asked
But John, COVID is making things worse.
That's what I'm saying. But Adrian, we have to go back to the problem. And the problem is, and you said it there about 2017, I'm talking about 2009, 2008, 2007, 2006. If there was a proper infrastructure and there was proper money pumped into the health system, we wouldn't be, poor Peter there wouldn't be working his ass off so much, and we wouldn't have a hospital that's crying out to tell people to leave without going to A&E that were overcrowded. They would be able to deal with this. Other hospitals and other countries would deal with, and, you know, they have a great health system. They have a better health system than us. Ireland is known for the health system that they have. I shit myself about the health system here in Ireland, and I actually took out private health insurance because it's so bad. That's what I done. And that's what I had to do. And I'm glad I did, because of the way it's gone.
Okay, so, Peter is saying that it won't do any harm and it could help to alleviate the current situation with COVID if people started wearing masks again. That's what he's saying.
I understand what Peter said, and Peter, fair play, I understand what he says. You know, me personally, I don't, you look at Peter said that he thinks it will and alleviate a few things. I don't think it will. People are getting COVID, and you've heard the last few talkers there, wearing me mask, still got COVID, you know. So it's still happening, whether you wear a mask or wear what you like. I'm not telling people not to. Me personally,
But when that choice was taken away from people, that the mandatory wearing of face masks, you saw immediately, and I include myself in this, by the way, immediately people stopped wearing them. And, you know, yes, it's all about personal responsibility and all of that, but people have made the decision to stop wearing them. Most people have.
Of course, and it was a fantastic relief from wearing them for other people. I've talked to my mom, my dad, everybody. Oh, Jesus Christ, to not be wearing one of our second masks. And, you know, as I said to you, Adrian, I went down that route there about viral throat infections there, and I'm sure Peter will even back me up on that if he's in the hospital there. People with throat infections there, it's causing all types of different problems for people wearing them.
Okay, but again, I'll ask you, is it like the worst intrusion ever if the government were to announce, look, sorry about this, lads, but we have to bring back face masks? Is it really the end of the world?
Not the end of the world, but I'd like to keep it the way it is. I really would.
Okay, stay there for 1 second.
Can I ask you one question, John? If, because this is happening in our house at the moment, we have a newborn at home, as you know. If your sister or your brother had a new baby and you were going to visit the baby, would you put a mask on if you were holding the baby?
I'll be honest with you, Jeremy, and this is the truth. There is a new baby in the house, in the family. Not in my house, but in the family.
Okay.
And we haven't touched the baby, and we won't be touching the baby. Like, you know, and that's just a personal call from the mom and dad.
That's fair enough.
That's understandable, and we respect our wishes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. Stay there for 1 second. I want to go to Suzanne. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Suzanne?
Hi.
Well, Suzanne, what's your view on this? Should we, even for a couple of months, reintroduce the wearing of face masks?
Like, personally, I can go either way. Mm. I think personal choice needs to come in here now, because
okay, but personal choice was brought in, and we can see now that the majority of people aren't wearing them.
Yeah, but in fairness, even when it was mandatory, the majority of people, when I do my shopping or when I was in crowded places, the majority of people were using them to cover spots and the smile they didn't like, or like it was very rare to see people actually having them over their nose. You know, they were wearing them wrong in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It was more becoming like a fashion sense thing, you know. Even nowadays, the people that I see that are still choosing to wear them, like retail workers and stuff like that, they're only wearing them over their mouth. They're not actually covering their nose.
Yes,
now, don't get me wrong, if it comes in mandatory, I will comply, and I do put them on in crowded settings and if it's a small area and things like that. But I also think the people that don't want to wear them, if the people that do want to wear them, and the people that don't want to wear them, don't wear them. You know what I mean? The people that do want to wear them to be protected feel some sense of protection. And the people that don't wear them feel that little bit of autonomy, you know?
Mm. That's okay, but what I've seen over the last while, and as I said, I include myself in this, when it was lifted, it was actually lifted when I was away on holidays, and when I came back, it was great to know that we were coming back to a country that you didn't have to wear the face mask anymore. And I haven't really been wearing one. In fact, there isn't even one in my jacket right now.
COVID has never landed on your doorstep, Adrian. You're very lucky that it hasn't. You know, you haven't had a close family member being sick with COVID. You haven't had COVID yourself. You've avoided it. I don't know how you have, but you have avoided COVID. So you're sitting up there in your ivory tower, and it's very well and good to be sitting in your ivory tower talking about that. Maybe if you had a very sick family member from COVID, you'd have a different opinion.
The fact of the matter is
caught it.
Yeah.
And my partner's grandmother is in hospital, and she went 2 whole years without catching it, got brought into hospital to get her cancer diagnosis, and she caught it. And they still haven't put her into a room on her own. And like, she's, her diagnosis is quite severe, and she's still mixing with other people in the ward and stuff like that. So like, we had it in our home, and it was horrific, and trying to separate, I have 2 infants, and it was horrific. So I do understand that, but people can take them precautions themselves. You know, when you go into a crowded place or whatever, use your distancing. You know what I mean? Or voice it. I've often been in a queue, and COVID or no COVID, sometimes people breathe down your neck. Yeah, I can hear somebody breathing on my neck.
Yeah, no, I actually had to step back a little bit. But that actually happened to me yesterday, and it was nothing even to do with COVID. This guy was literally licking my neck.
Space.
And it was just horrible. And I did ask him to step back a bit, but it was nothing to do with COVID at all.
Yeah,
absolutely.
COVID or not, personal space applies. So you can just say, sorry, look, you know.
Okay, so in answer to a call from the INMO to bring back face masks, you're saying you will abide by it if it does happen, but you're not in a rush for it to happen?
No, because I think, like you said, that it's made us feel like a bit of our life is normal again. Mm. And I think this is something we're going to have to live with for a very long time. So okay. I don't think we should rush back into mask wearing, but I do think precautions should be taken.
All right. And I mean, again, the argument, Jeremy, is if you are somebody who feels vulnerable, is worried about COVID, you can choose, as some people are choosing, to wear a face mask.
I know, but there are genuinely people who are terrified, and you just see them. You just see them in the supermarkets and stuff like that. That's double protection. It's double protection. It's like, you know, if you're, to put it in simple terms, if you're having sex with someone you don't want to get pregnant, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just wearing a condom, yeah? You'll feel safer if she's on the pill and you're wearing a condom as well, will you not?
Yeah.
It's harder to get pregnant if she's on the pill and you're wearing a condom, correct?
Yes. No, I get it, but...
And that's the simple terms.
I think it's now gotten to the stage that people have made their personal choice.
So what I'm saying to you is wear a condom.
And I won't catch COVID.
And you won't catch COVID, yeah.
Greg, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Greg? Oh, where are you, Greg? Sorry, are you there?
There he is.
Greg, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Not too bad. Good. I'm just bringing it in. I'm a home care worker and I wear the mask everywhere I go.
Okay, very good,
Out of respect for my clients. So it does bother me sometimes in a supermarket seeing so many people not wearing them because obviously I have my clients to consider. And I personally, if they're to bring it back in to wear a mask, I'd actually be very happy with that and comfortable.
You'd be very happy with that. If that meant
wearing
one on the bus or in...
Absolutely. I'd do it anyway.
In a bar or whatever.
Yeah. It means nothing to me from that point of view to be wearing the mask, you know. Because
okay, and let me ask you, and I understand why you're doing it. I think you probably have to if you're dealing directly with clients in a health setting, do you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes,
okay, and that's fine. And I think a lot of people are very happy with that. A lot of people are very happy that you still have to wear a mask in hospitals and in a doctor's surgery and all of that. And that's fine. But do you think it would help at all to introduce it more widespread the way it was?
I would have to say yes. I do think it would help. But the second it got taken away, everyone took the masks off and things are going back up again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an issue wearing the mask. I never have done. So when I saw everyone was so quick to stop wearing the mask, it actually kind of surprised me. And sure enough, things are going up again. I wouldn't have.
But isn't it a fact? And I know that we have a higher number in hospital now than we've had in over a year. Isn't it a fact, though, that people aren't getting very sick from it, from COVID now, and that's what people are looking at, and people are taking their risks, basically?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's 100%. And the whole point, they have the vaccine, so we're not a lot less people dying from this disease. Mm. I suppose from my personal point of view, when I see people in the supermarket wearing a mask, I'm grateful they are, because they're not only protecting me, they're protecting my clients.
Without
them even realising it.
Great to talk to you, Greg. Thanks very much indeed. I don't see this happening. I know the INMO have called for the reintroduction of face masks. Personally, I don't think it's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. Because it won't have public support this time around. It did before, and it was a struggle, but it won't have public support this time around. It just won't. And
do
that's the problem.
So?
No, I don't. I genuinely don't. Even though the poll on the journal yesterday, they ran an opinion poll where they asked whether or not you would support the introduction of face masks. And the majority of...
What did the majority say?
The majority from this poll were actually saying, yes, we should reintroduce face masks. Let me see. I think
the people that are against us are probably the people who've always been against us, aren't they?
Perhaps, yeah. 65% said, yes, we should reintroduce face masks in the journal poll. 32% said no. So people, maybe, but I just don't believe there is enough public support to reintroduce.
There's no appetite for it, is there not?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, we all, like you did with that, Peter, with that healthcare worker, my heart goes out to you. You have my support, but you won't even wear a mask for him.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you've enjoyed the podcast, or even if you haven't, please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll automatically be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.